Good afternoon. Welcome to Special Commissioners Court meeting. We are on the second floor of the Brooks County Courthouse Courtroom. It is June 29, 2017. This is an open meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, let us begin with roll call, precinct one.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, precinct one.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, precinct two.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, precinct three.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, precinct four.
Imelda Barrera, Brooks County Judge, along with the County Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office. Let us begin with line item one, which is public comments. At this time, we'll be taking anyone with public comments. Please come forward.
Hello. I'm here. I just wanted to let you all know about our, well, the third annual Dreaming is Believing, a youth benefit car show. We are helping Officer Eliza Gonzalez coordinating it, and we're currently looking for volunteers, school supply donations, or monetary donations. So I'll just leave a copy of it here with y'all.
How much are you asking for as a donation?
As presentation.
We'd rather get school supplies.
Okay.
But it's open, but we get the option.
All right.
Yes, I already have it.
Already put it up. Yeah.
Also, our 4-H banquet is coming up July 30th, and we'll be sending you all some invitations as well. Just wanted to let you all know. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
Good afternoon, Judge, gentlemen, Ms. Garza, how are you all?
Hello, sir. Welcome.
I would like to address the court concerning the new landfill policy, the fees that are involved. I will digress from my primary thinking in order to mention that my understanding is that the court is trying to put themselves in a position so that a few years from now, when the present landfill is not sufficient for us anymore, that you'll be able to purchase some new land or what have you. However, I wonder, I think it might not be that the method that you've used to be involved in fundraising may not be the best possible method that is available. I would like for you all to possibly consider some other method in order to collect the funds that you need for future landfill costs. I base this on several things. First, I saw what happened about 20 years ago in Freer when they took a similar position on their landfill. My uncle was living up there then, and he took me out to various rural roads in the north part of Duval County and showed me it was obscene what happened. People wouldn't pay the fee, and so they went out on rural roads at night and dumped material all over. I saw this myself, and I understand it's happened in other counties. I also consider my own situation, and when I speak for myself, I'm wondering if possibly I'm speaking for maybe hundreds of other citizens of the county. I have always, prior to this new policy, I've loaded up my yard waste, leaves, broken limbs, et cetera, et cetera, occasionally household items. And I've hauled them out there at my own expense, using my own transportation, using my own gasoline, my own insurance, not paying any kind of fee to an outside contractor or anything like that. And I use my own labor and the sweat of my own brow to dispose of the items at the landfill. When I heard about this, and I have been paying, like everybody else who lives in the city limits of South Furious, I've been paying a fee to the city for some time for pickup services. But I never utilized those services because it was easier for me to bag up my hojas and haul them out to the dump myself and dispose of them rather than have them sit on the street for a week, 2 weeks, whatever, waiting for the city to pick them up. However, now I am utilizing that service. I don't know how many people would not. And when your citizens of your town and of your county, when they haul their waste, which they don't want to put out on some rural road, when they haul that to the landfill, using their own transportation, their own labor, their own gas, their own insurance, they are saving either the county or the city a contractor fee. And while I don't think that we should do this for people that live outside the county, I would ask you all to consider going back to your old policy and possibly working some kind of deal out with the county like we have worked out with the tax appraisal district, where you charge me $1 a month on my utility fee. These things can be done. For all intents and purposes, Brooks County and Falfurrias are the same thing because 95% of our citizens live in the city of Falfurrias. And since about 1904, 1914, whatever, the city and the county have been working together. And I would like to ask you guys and Mrs. Garza and the judge to reconsider the decision that you have made and possibly find some other funding mechanism to take care of future needs. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else for public comments at this time?
Yeah. Judge, before we start, when's our next budget workshop? Sure.
Oh, you have a...
Judge, how you doing, commissioners? Basically, I come here today to show my concerns for safety on Highline Road. There's been a problem with people driving recklessly and speeding down there, and people walk down that area. I've seen kids from school walk Highline Road, and these people have a tendency to disregard, just keep speeding down that road. I know it's a speed limit of 30 miles per hour, I believe, but my concern is safety again. If I could ask the commissioner's court to look into some kind of a study, so maybe we could bring either speed humps or speed bumps into the particular road, it surely would help. And that's just my concern for safety. So I would like the commissioner's court to kind of look into this and see what we could do about it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. All right. Line item 2, Celia.
It's going to be short and sweet. Good afternoon, guys. Judge and commissioners, auditor's office. Being the health and wellness coordinator for the Brooks County employees, I'm just here to remind you that TAC is providing each and every county employee that is participating in the insurance program a $30 voucher for a Fitbit, a Garmin, or a Vivoxy something or other. I've emailed countless times the information that you guys need, and at this moment, at this point in time, I believe I have just a handful of individuals that have participated or taken advantage of the actual information. And like I said, you're getting a $30 voucher for a device of your choice. All the information is on here. At the end, if you complete three of the four challenges that are provided by TAC, each county employee will receive a $50 gift card to Amazon. And then at the end of the year, if, say, 15 employees participate in these events, the county receives a $25 per person, you know, and it goes into our wellness fund so that when we do have any types of wellness events or, you know, lunch and learns, things like that, that goes back to the county employees in whatever manner. Now, remember that the county judge in the commissioner's court approved the incentive program last year, and yet I think the supervisors, or I don't understand where we're going as far as employees not wanting to participate in blood drives, in wellness programs, in pretty much anything. And like I said, they're eligible for half a day off, or they're eligible for a full day off, depending on the supervisor. And like I said, I hear it from the employees, and they say, well, my supervisor. And it's like, well, I mean, I think since you guys, or since the court approved the incentive program last year, I think it's important that maybe we send out, I don't know what, maybe an email or a memo, or just letting the employees know that we do have this option, and they do have half a day coming if they do participate in X, Y, and Z. And like I said, this is something that the TAC provides for our county employees because we fall under their employee pool, insurance pool. But like I said, it's just sad that, I mean, I'm participating, and because I'm a state employee, I really don't get the benefits. But I'm still, right now, the challenge is the passport challenge, and virtually, I'm in Spain right now. Can you believe that? And every day, I get a little photograph of what's going on in Spain. And like I said, I think it's fun, and I'm enjoying it. But when it's just myself, Nora Salinas, and I think Annette and Lesbia downstairs participating, it's like, okay, we have 120, I think, employees. I don't know how many of them are 100% on the insurance, but like I said, this is something that I feel like it's there, but yet nobody's taking advantage of it. I personally paid $200 for my Fitbit, and on the portal that's in here, you can get it for $165, and with your $30 voucher, you're paying $135. But you do have the option to purchase the actual $30 Fitbit. It's like a little zip. You can attach it to your hand. You have the Fitbit, you have the Garmin. And if you just choose to go with that, it's $30. There's your $30 voucher, nothing else said and done. If you want to upgrade to a different device, you want to pay $52. There's one in here for $52. You use your $30 voucher, it's $20-something. And there's no, the shipping is free, and there's no taxes on it as well. But like I said, I just feel like I'm spinning my wheels. When I do get a chance to do my wellness coordinator part of my job, and like I said, there's a lot of county employees that are really not taking advantage, whether they choose not to take care of their health. I mean, but we do have some incentives for them to participate. And like I said, I usually do a lunch and learn throughout the year. We had a grill and chill sometime a few years ago. Commissioner Vargas and our auditor, August, grilled up the kebabs, and like I said, we had a lot of fun, and these are just some of the things that we have out there, but we're not really utilizing or taking advantage of it. And like I said, it's a lot of fun when we all get together and socialize, but taking care of our health is our number one priority, because if you have a cold, you know, then we can, you know, help you by exercising, eating the right foods, blah, blah, blah. So I do have a packet for you guys, and I hope you share it with your employees, please. And my presentation is done. Yay. Thank you. Come forward.
They didn't register for the actual portal and all the information.
Thank you, ma'am.
Any questions?
Not right now, but I'll...
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, line item three, Suzanne McFarland with insurance. It's an insurance proposal with this.
Can I first report?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. My name is Suzanne McFarland, and I asked to present to the commissioners and the judge the life insurance plan that's very different. So I have traveled today here with a coworker, Joe Rogers, who's sitting in the back with me. Combined, we have 48 years total of voluntary benefit knowledge. I represent multiple A-plus rated companies, such as Aflac, but specifically today I've brought to you a guaranteed life insurance plan through Transamerica. Why we didn't bring something from Aflac is because they don't offer guaranteed life insurance. Without going through and reading, I think that Chaya told me that they emailed you guys a copy, but I wanted to present to you a hard copy as well. Without going through every page in the proposal, there were a couple of things that I did want to mention. When I put in for the proposal, Brooks County was accepted for a guaranteed issue amount of $75,000 per employee. So let me just kind of explain that. That means that at the time of the open enrollment, at the time of application, the employee is not going to be asked any health questions or go through any height and weight process. So at that first time that this life plan is offered, every employee, and I believe I got that employee count from HR, 115 benefit eligible employees, will be accepted with no questions asked. They don't have to take that full amount of $75,000 they're eligible up to. And on page 5, you will see the breakdown of the guaranteed issue amount for the spouse and then for the children, employee, spouse, and children. On that page, it also will highlight a few more details as to the age of the employee, as well as any other specific criteria for the spouse and or children. A couple of things that I did want to, key points that I wanted to highlight. In other words, why would you choose me? Why would you choose Transamerica? Transamerica is an A-plus rated company. They've been around for a very long time. I believe it's over 150 years. They do more than just life insurance. They're well rounded. Then when it comes to me, I've worked with Katie Salinas for a little while now, and I will return a phone call. I will respond. I will communicate. I'll get back to you or an employee. Also, most benefits that are offered through companies are not portable, but this one will be. It is. So when an employee takes this particular life insurance, at whatever rate they're paying when they leave employment, whether it be retirement or just going on, they will get to keep that same rate, that group discounted rate that you get through Brooks County. If an employee were to pass up the offer to purchase the life initially, the next enrollment option, they can get only a $10,000 guaranteed issue amount in coverage.
In the back of your booklet, I've given you rates to look over. I think those are pretty self-explanatory by age. A couple of other things that make this life insurance plan different than others is that this particular plan will give you living benefits, and then they will restore those benefits. So if you have been diagnosed with a critical condition and need nursing home care, home health, hospice, you can draw 4%. So it's more than just, it's different than your term life or your whole life plans that you see collectively. Makes it more universal, makes it, the employee has more options with their life insurance plan that they pay into. Is there any questions you can think of for me?
Any questions?
Not right now.
Not right now. Also, not right now. Okay. Anyone else? Any questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, let's move along to line item 8, discuss and approve grant work services for 2017-2018 La Colonia Fund Grant. That's you, Rick. Come up. Line item 8. This is Ms. Betty Collier with Grant Works.
Good morning, or afternoon. I'm used to morning reports.
That's right.
It's good for me. I'm Betty Collier with Grant Works. This is the first step along the line of many steps on submitting a grant application for the Colonia study, Colonia plans, there for your Colonia area's infrastructure improvements or there's several things that are eligible activities, mostly infrastructure improvements and additional services for areas that might not have public water or public sewers.
Okay. Any questions on the process?
This grants that for the Colonia, I don't see no literature on it. Is it something that you're trying to do for the county? And this is the first time you've ever been here with this grant?
With this one, yes. This is a new application cycle. This is the first step in to be able to work with y'all. We had to get hired first, and now we'll help y'all identify areas that may need services. And then we'll come back to court.
And how much money are we talking about?
$500,000 with a $25,000 match. And typically, with Brooks County, Valkyrie is the utility board usually pays the match.
So the county match would be
$25,000? Right.
Okay.
There's typically, you'll have an interlocal agreement with the city because you'll be adding it to their service.
Okay, so then you're saying that this La Colonia Fund grants is like merged with the city then?
Well,
so city has part of it or just the county?
It is the county's grant.
Okay.
The only reason the city has to be involved is because you're the service provider. And they are the, if you do an infrastructure grant, there are drainage grants, there's, you can do other things that will affect just your Colonia area. You cannot do anything inside the city limits. And because they're the only service provider in the county, then typically our project works along with them as keeping their water system or their sewer system. It's just like all the other grants that we've done.
We've done several where the county applies for the grant, and then the city, since they're the provider of the service, they come in, they're involved. It's
right.
The county and the city.
Once it's done and over with, then within that interlocal agreement, it says the city thinks that they'll take over maintenance of the lines and take over ownership of the lines.
So then you're trying to apply for a grant of $500,000. Am I correct?
Right.
But it doesn't mean that we're going to get the $500,000 for the project for the Colonia. Am I correct?
This is the application, and it is a competitive process. Yes. We'll submit your application, hopefully doing the best scoring project we can come up with, working with the city and county, and they're ranked in priorities, and then we'll come back to you with probably a couple of options for the court to look at, and then y'all will decide what you want to do.
So if the grant is less than $500,000, we still have to match the $25,000?
The grant application will be for $500,000. Or if it ends up being a project that we say, oh, it's just $400,000, no, your match is a proportion of that. So your match will be $20,000.
Okay. Thank you.
On the match, it can't be in kind. It has to be cash.
Typically, the city, in most of the cases, has waived like their tap fees for water tap or the sewer tap fees, which usually covers the cost for the match. But yes, it can be in kind.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay. Do you have a motion to approve? Motion by Commissioner Vargas, second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, ma'am.
Motion approved. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on to sort of line item 19. Discussing approved Brooks County deputy constables to be under the direction, administration, possibly the Commission of Sheriff Urbino Benny Martinez. Who's here for that? Sheriff's Department?
Judge, you don't want to rescind number 18 before we go to 19?
Let's go to 18. I'm sorry. But you can come forward. We're going to need
come forward, sir.
Line item 18, discuss and approve to rescind motion made on April 12, 2017. Line item 25, discuss and approve the changing of Brooks County traffic officers to be placed under Brooks County Constable Precinct 1 at Arturo Garcia and be classified as Brooks County Deputy Constable. Any discussion on that? No discussion?
Well, after much consideration, I feel this is what's best for the department. And if they're willing to take them over, my motion is to rescind the motion they will make.
Motion by Commissioner Garza, second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 19, discuss and approve Brooks County Deputy Constables to be under the direction, administration, and commission of Sheriff Urbino Benny Martinez. Any comments, suggestions?
No, Judge.
Do I have a motion?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Effective immediately?
Effective immediately.
Yes.
Line item 20, discuss and approve transferring all funds and equipment from Brooks County Deputy Constables to Brooks County Sheriff's Department.
Is that just going to be for the deputies? The funds?
For the
constables. Any funds that the constable deputies have will be transferred over to the Brooks County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, but for you all to use or for just the constables?
For them.
Is it going to be in separate accounts for the constables and the sheriff, or it's all one?
Is it all just going to be one, so they could use the one too?
We're going to keep the money separated for this budget year, but under the discretion of the sheriff's office. And then the new budget
will
put it
in
the
show.
Motion
to approve.
Right here.
Effective the new budget year. Motion by Commissioner Vargas, second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 21, discuss and approve the changing of Brooks County deputy constables to be classified as Brooks County Deputies Traffic Division. Questions? Comments, suggestions? None?
None.
A motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Vargas, second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez and Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Sir, let's go over that. Line item 17, discuss and approve line item transfer of $2,000 from 01205051282 County Medical Insurance to 01205051251138 Jail Linens in the amount of $1,000 and 01205051235 Supplies Other in the amount of $1,000.
What's the other four?
The other four is going into
supplies
the
other. CCM.
It's mostly where the jail purchases for medical, for the inmates, such as
anything else.
Medicines and any little commissaries that they need.
Any questions?
No.
Any questions? Anybody else? No? Do you have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Is that the only one you have? Is that the...
No, ma'am. I believe we also have one
16?
For 16.
Line item 16. Discuss and approve line item transfer of 700 from 012050560-5105 gas and oil. 2,000 from 012050560-5136 deputy uniforms, etc. 1,250 from 012050560-5500 telephone. 1,500 from 012050560-8202 county medical insurance to 012050560-5000 office supplies in the amount of 700 and to 012050560-5820 repairs, maintenance, vehicles in the amount of 4,750.
This line item is just because we need to service our units that have been on duty and everything. We've had some extra repairs that have needed on different units.
Expenses. Yes. Questions?
No.
Ma'am, just transfers.
Okay. Do you have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second.
Second by Olivares and Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you, sir. Let's go to line item 22. Discussing, that's all of, those were all of yours? Or you have another one?
If we can, we
since
have number
there?
15 with also the jail administrator.
Okay. Line item 15. Discuss and consider an increase to Brooks County Jail for maintenance repair supplies for the 2017-2018 budget fiscal year.
On this line item, we just wanted to go ahead and present you the photographs of what's going to be, what we're going to be looking at for the next budget.
All right.
Budget. The first one is just the description of each photograph that you'll be getting.
Thank you.
Okay. If there's any questions when you go through these, feel free to give myself or Jail Administrator Mireles a call. She'd be more than happy to sit down and discuss anything with you all.
Okay. So this will be...
George, all this water in the, is this on the east side or south side? It's right here? In the north side?
Yes, sir. That's actually our recreation area for the inmates. And that's just showing how on a moderate, yeah.
If something to show up, the jail would come.
We did it.
The water comes up all the way to the door, so we're having to put sandbags or
can we, as the county commissioners and you guys, get a contractor to see if we can put, go ahead and lay more dirt to make it higher and have the water
kind of
run away from the building?
Can you want to elevate the back area?
Possible to do that?
We can actually look at that. That's one idea. Another
or
thing that we're looking at is
there's
actually a drainage system behind there that leads into the sewer system, and sometimes if that gets over flooded, then you're going to have over flooding inside the jail.
Uh-huh.
That was a hole we had gotten that was going into the sewers, and that had broke, so we had to make the pipe come back up. But we were able to fix it, but it's just as much as the pipe picked up. So if the water were to keep coming rain in the day, it'll go into the sewer.
Of course, yeah, you're going to have that.
Who does the maintenance in there?
GL will come help us do repairs for our sink.
Like to clean up and stuff, to clean up.
Our employees and our trustees.
There's some mess in there, huh?
Yes, sir. It was
right.
And we would have to look at something flowing outwards. Correct.
Because then the dirt's going to be higher than the building itself.
Well, they're here to let us know what they need.
Yes, sir.
What about the painting and stuff in there?
The painting is one of the questions that I was anticipating. The last time the whole jail was painted was 2015. We do spot painting and sanding on occasion, but for each cell and each wall has been 2015.
But who did it then? Inmates or y'all had contractors?
No, we get the inmates to go in there. They sand everything down, their brushes and everything, and then they prime and paint.
I want to have a budget of
work with cleaning or fixing the
jail with $10,000, $15,000. What is this number 72?
That one
is in the
book that
is
off the wall. He was charged for it, but that just shows
of
how easy it is to break something like that off the wall.
So he got charged for it?
He picks up a criminal mischief charge, so when he actually goes to court, there's a area that the judges can offer restitution back to
the county.
Can someone tell me when was the last time they did any repairs to that jail?
Like major repairs?
Yes,
or
sir.
Just
major repairs, like the roof, the air condition.
Well, the air conditions have been an ongoing. We have, we call them in, we've been calling them in regularly for repairs to the units. We're actually looking at repairing and purchasing new units for the jail. Getting with August, that's actually going to be through one of the sheriff's departments. The sheriff's department is going to be picking up the bill on that. It's not going to go through general fund or anything else.
Do we have some kind of insurance, August, when something like that breaks down, that we can buy like an extended insurance for an air condition or anything major that insurance can cover, sir?
We have insurance on the building. I don't think it covers expired air conditions, no. Might cover some of the dark stuff, but
have to meet the deductible, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Have to meet the deductible?
Yeah, I don't know what that is offhand. But I think the best thing to do is, I know we got an appraiser down one time. I thought the appraiser came down 2 years ago and appraised and the building. So we're going to call him again. I think it was 2 years ago, but not last year, and see what he appraised and see what he found. Yeah.
That's right.
I can pop in these in this room and go to the appraisal, what he did, and the fair enough, figure out how he did.
That's fine. I mean,
when was the last time Jill got inspected?
It passed inspection.
It passed with
inspection?
Yes,
it passed inspection.
Well, yeah.
Now, some of these items that you will see don't happen right away, and they actually happen after the jail inspections. And then on just regularly, we have customers that come in and... Yes, ma'am.
Piece.
Yeah.
And do they pay for that, breaking that window?
And on this line, I don't know action until budget.
Yes, we just wanted to make sure that you are.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for bringing this up.
A lot of we work on the budget.
Thank you so much.
Take it and move on. All right. Now let's go to line item 22. Discuss and approve speed bump in precinct 3, County Road 301 and 302. Commissioner?
Once again, it's for the safety of the children and the adults as well that walk and play in that area. We put 301, 302, but we're going to have to look into Highline and Panchito Road also. There's already been a tragedy, not that it could have been avoided, but maybe if there had been speed bumps or something, it wouldn't have been such a high impact. So to avoid that, you know, I'd like for us to consider speed bumps. I've looked into it. As long as they're in compliance, the county is not liable for anything happening because of the speed bump. If you have the proper signage warning about the speed bump, then if they have an accident because they avoided the speed bump or whatever, that's on them, because they've been warned that there is a speed bump. The cost of the speed bumps is not very much. I believe it's 150 for a 9-foot speed bump, 130 for a 6-foot, and then the signage is $153 per sign with breakaway, and 130 per sign on a regular post. That includes the signage, them selling it, and everything. This is just from one company. The speed bumps, that is the actual price for the bumps, but that doesn't include the install. That company would have to come and see where they would be installed. And then they would give us a price as far as the price for installing each speed bump. He gave me a range of from 75 to about 120 per speed bump.
Would we have to get with TxDOT on that, or?
I talked to them, and they're the ones that directed me to the Edinburgh Engineering Department, because they had speed bumps installed on screen, and we went off of that. And I spoke to the engineering department, the traffic department, and TxDOT.
Was doable?
What's the total cost?
Total cost, we wouldn't have a total cost. I'm estimating for 301 and 302 would be in the area of about $1,500 with four signs and four speed bumps.
On each road?
No. Two speed bumps and two signs for each road. That's 301, 302, that's not including Highline and budget.
Any other questions?
We have contacted TxDOT to find out the legality of the speed bump.
I also contacted TAP as far as legality, and if they're in compliance, then the county would not be held liable.
Shane, you get us that information, sir?
Yes, sir.
If you can do that for us, and then, you know, we can continue approving your request. I mean, I know that TAC always can give you some advice, but we need something in writing by them saying that we can put speed bumps, and then we're not going to be responsible if something happens.
We went over the statute, and...
As long as he can provide that for us, I don't have a problem with it.
Can I give you the statute on everything? Okay, everything's on my desk.
If y'all want to come back, and let's do the rest and then come back on this, and maybe y'all can have some literature.
At least approve, you know, with speed bumps later, we come back and we talk about the prices and how many once we research further. But if you could possibly, with the court's approval, approve this, we one step closer to where we want to get, and then we can come back with the amount, how many speed bumps, the exact everything. But it is, I have looked at it myself, with myself and Commissioner Olivares, and it can be done. We researched everything. So what we're doing here is looking for an approval from the court just to proceed to, so we can get further research and give you prices and give you everything, especially how many will go into each county road.
I think we need the writing first. That's my recommendation.
Child, can you go to right there, right by my...
Yes,
right
sir, there. David. That's, you have a question?
Yes, it's right there. Speed bumps. Huh? What? We're going to look into that. But I'm going to... Child's going to get the literature on that, and we can get you a copy on the statute and everything else. Why, you know, why bring it back again when I have everything already ready to go?
Mr. Guerra, that road where 300 and the 5 points, that's 300, and then it goes to 402, right? Where Mr. Boykin lived, that's 402. Because remember that 301 goes this way, right? Or 300. So, no, 300 goes this way.
Panchito.
Where Mr. Ramirez lives, that's 300. Oh, 101?
Highline.
So 101 runs all the way. I thought it was his precinct, and then my precinct, because mine is right there by Mr. Boykin.
But it is your precinct. But it's 101.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I'm just right there, Mr. Ramirez. So that's the reason I was inquiring to him. Well, let me check into that, but yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, because I know where Boykin is, that's 402. Right. Yeah, 405, yeah, that's Kiro Road. I've never seen that sign.
Speed bumps are where the Border Patrol is too?
That's the... That's 300.
So are you going to... You want to put some there too?
No, 301 and 302.
For now.
So you're not going to put from east to west?
For now, it's 301, 302, and then we'll look into
the Highline.
300 and Highline.
Monday? Yeah, well, we can get some documentation so that we won't be liable.
For me.
Because I know they don't do them in the city.
No, and I'm sure they probably will if traffic gets out of hand also. But, let Child come back, and I have all that. I can send it to you. We can approve it. And we're one step closer to getting this done. And instead of coming back, reviewing the same thing, and doing the same thing again, because I think this is the second time we bring this.
Judge, how about if we continue with the other line items, and then hopefully she will get back, and then we can approve
we can come back to that one.
Olivares' line item.
Just in time.
Okay.
Save by the assistant. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. I have a Attorney General's opinion right here. This is the transportation code, and it's highlighted for you to read. Somewhere here. Check this one out. Transportation code.
And here it is.
If you want to read that out loud. This is traffic control, section 541.304. That'll give you the okay to do that. I don't want to, I don't have to. Here it is. And this is subchapter E, authority of commissioner's court to regulate. Basically, that's all the information where it says that commissioner's court has the authority to do that, to place speed bumps. And if you read the attorney general's opinion, it'll tell you a little bit more. So I think we should approve this, and then we move forward. Do you have any questions?
Okay. All right, okay. I make a motion.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Thank you, sir.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, line item 23, discuss and possibly consider making an interlocal agreement between Brooks County and Public Works and Utilities Department. Debit.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, this is just to make an agreement. The city lends us, helps us out, like with bucket trucks and stuff like that, and utility board, wherever we need a backhoe or something, they're there. When it comes to us helping them, I have to go around and ask permission and stuff like that. If we can have it on paper, I mean, I don't have to tell them no. And I'm pretty sure, but just take it through David T. first, make it right. That way everybody can be on board with this, and we don't have any problems with, between the entities. And maybe we could do a school board in there, too.
That be to help the city out with...
Yeah, like if they need a type of machinery that they don't have and we have, we can help them out with that and vice versa.
Is there any way that it being hurricane season and everything being in the condition that it is, I know there's been debris in alleys. My alley has had that debris for months. Is there any way we can develop some kind of agreement to where
well, that agreement was already in place a long time ago, and we were doing the south side and they were doing the north side. Well, they stopped doing it, so we backed out of it at the same time. Well, we kept doing it for a while, and they never came back in. So an interlocal agreement, I don't know if you read up on it, it has to do with equal parts. They do, we do. Right now they're code enforcer told us, I guess they put in the paper and everything, that nobody's supposed to be throwing the alley.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on. They were supposed to clean up the alleys one more time. I have no idea.
They picked up the brush, but they didn't pick up, I mean,
everything else.
It's there.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably because they don't have the money to go throw it to Lantern. So probably not until their new budget comes in.
They don't have the money to take to the landfill, so they dump it on the... Okay. All right, so we can get with David T. to write up this interlocal agreement.
And then I guess speak with the council and see how they're going
to
do it. Yeah.
Maybe we need to get together again like we did in 2015 when we all came together. All right. Do you have a motion to approve to consider in getting together and gathering an interlocal agreement with being that they're going to agree also on what we have with Brooks, with Public Works City department, utility department, and possibly the school?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
See what we can do.
Do you have a motion?
Earlier.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares and Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 24, David, discuss and approve line item transfer of $500 from 013-0500-00-5105, gas and oil expense, to 013-0500-9070, miscellaneous.
I think we were overdrawn in that, so let's move somebody to.
Okay. Motion?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second?
Right here.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Line item 25, Alan, Hernandez, please come forward. Discuss and approve line item transfer of 1,560 from 013-0506675515 communication radio equipment and $500 from 013-0506675550 out of county travel to 013-0506675420 professional fees engineering in the amount of 1,500 to 013-0506675138 operating supplies in the amount of $500 and to 013-6667-9500 capital outlay in the amount of $60.
Okay, the professional engineering fees, that's basically for the landfill gas monitoring. We still have another quarter that we need to go through before the end of the fiscal year, so we need to move the money in there to cover that. And the capital outlay, I know that we have a negative 57 and change on there, so that's just to offset that. And then our operating supplies, we ran through a little bit more than we expected for this time period, so we need to move 500 there. But it was for things such as paint for the markers and the new buildings and the guards that we have, blue depth for the dozer that we use regularly and everything else. So we ran through some of that pretty quick, so we need to put some money back in the operating supplies.
Okay. Questions?
No.
Motion?
Mm-hmm. Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Second?
Right here.
Second by Martinez and Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 26. Discuss and possibly approve initiating an intermediate charge and or a minimum charge for waste disposal at the Brooks County landfill.
Well, it came up that it had been requested a few times on how many no charges we've had at the landfill. Just to let you all know, for the entire month of May, we had 289, and that's basically what was presented to the court, that we're not charging people unless they come in with a full load on a pickup. Anything less than that, we're not charging. In June, this month, up to yesterday, we have 357 no charges.
300 what, sir?
57.
No charge.
No charge.
For the month.
So what was the charge to everybody? It's a deal.
Wow.
No. If they don't have the full load, they don't charge them.
Right.
I mean, so you're going to charge people that take more and people that take less.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Well, I was asked if we could put something on the commissioner's court to run it by you all to see if you all wanted to do a minimal charge. Which it would have to be, since our bulk items are a dollar, we can't have anything more than that as a minimal charge. So the minimum charge would be a dollar for anybody coming in. Or if you wanted to do an intermediate charge or intermediary charge, we could possibly look at maybe half a pickup load and charging $2 for that. That might do away with a large amount of no charges that we have.
Any comments, questions?
Tony, ¿qué quieres hacer?
It's up to the commissioners. It's up to the court.
Commissioners, I know
they're the ones in charge.
This is what's going on. In every county, there's a landfill that they're charging the constituents and the business and all entities. And it got to the point that we cannot continue the way we are, because we need, in 10 more years, we're going to close the landfill down. And then where are the constituents going to throw their trash? It's going to be a problem. So the monies that we're getting
that we're going to get is for that to buy land to continue the operations at the landfill. That's the reason we're doing what we're doing. Yes, we pay taxes, everybody does, and I can hear Mr. Carson's concern, you know, but here again, we need to continue forward. We cannot close the gates and say, you know what, we're not going to charge anymore. We have to charge. $1, $2, $5, right now it's $5 a truck, like a regular pickup truck. And then if you're carrying a trailer, putting in a trailer, that's another $5. That'll be $10. I think it's a deal. You know what I mean, sir? So it's not going to be for our pockets, for every budget. You know what? You know, we're going to give ourselves an increase, or, you know, we're going to give those guys from the landfill an increase, or the manager. It's not for that. Because that's how Petroli, myself, and Commissioner Garza, we said since the beginning, no one is going to get a raise out of those monies coming into the landfill. We have to charge, guys. I mean, I'm with you all. I mean, if I have my chance or my way, I wouldn't even charge you guys at all. None of you guys, none of the entities, none of them.
But look at what it's causing the city to look like.
But here again, the problem is here anyway. Everyone is going to go throw trash in the county roads. But working together and educate those people, saying, look, guys, this is what's going on. Because, look, I mean, I'll be real frank with you guys. If someone can afford a six-pack of beer, it costs more than $5, they can go and pay us $2 or $5, sir. I mean, I'm sorry. That's the reality of this community, you know? Mm-hmm. But as a taxpayer, yes, I'm looking up for your taxes, you know, for not to go up on your taxes, but we need to charge at the landfill.
Would that be included to the landfills, like the county picks up our trash?
No, sir. Right now, the county is still picking up y'all's trash. But here again, and this is up to the commissioners, in October, when the new fiscal takes over, we need to decide if we're going to continue picking up y'all's household, or else it's not going to happen anymore, sir. We need to contract it out. And then you're going to, guess what? You're going to pay those people from the waste collection to go and pick up your business. So, I mean, it's getting to that point, Rudy, that we cannot continue anymore, sir, operating like that. Yes, we do. Yes, we do, sir. But here again, this is a start, okay? It's like whenever the city went, say, you know what, we're going to charge you all to pick up our trash and all that. We at the beginning, we were kind of like, you know, well, I mean, why? You know, I mean, we pay taxes. Everybody else pays taxes. But we get used to it. You know, that's part of being a taxpayer and we need to help each other out. That's it. Now, if a tree falls down in the easement of the county, I don't expect you to do that, sir. We're going to do that job to remove it. As long as it's in the county portion, we're going to do that for you, sir. You know? But, I mean, that's the way it is. Now, I don't know how Gloria feels, Ms. Garza, Mr. Vargas, or Mr. Olivares, but here again, don't blame them, sir. You know, they're workers. They work for us. This is what we have to do to continue the business, sir.
We have to come to an agreement on a set price.
Yes, sir. You want to set
a minimum?
You want to come forward? Come forward.
Public comment?
Well, they can. They're all commenting. No. I can extend them the credit to comment. Yes, absolutely. We're having a discussion.
This is a discussion. And I think it's an important discussion. Now, what Mr. Carson was referring to is a different type of method of collecting money. Okay? Now, and he pointed out the fact that when you charge over at the city dump, a lot of people are going to say, hey, I don't want to pay that. Then the rest of the county becomes a city dump. On the roads, all over the place, in the alleys, and we already have it in Travis Road. Travis Road is a city dump. And you all know it because you pick it up all the time from there. Now, what Mr. Carson was saying, let's look at it from a different point of view. Let's collect the money, like the city does, on your statements. Okay? On your taxes. We collect it from there. The reality is, you might even collect more money going that direction. And if you collect more money, you can have the landfill much quicker. But if you start charging, come on, there's some people out there, they don't want to pay that dollar, $2. I'm one of those. We rather throw it at night at different places. If you all go and take a look at the County Road 214, and then it goes around, there's a city dump down there. Do we need any more? No. And then when you start charging, come on. Let's look at the different ways of collecting money. You have to study that. Just to say we're going to collect it there and that's it? No. You're not doing your homework. There's different ways of skinning the chicken. Different ways of collecting money. And I've already talked to Mr. Petroli about the landfill. You wait for 10 years from now, that land is going to be worth 10 times more. But if you purchase it down, right now, if you purchase it, it's going to be much less. So you have to look at that. Also, that's part of your homework. Okay? So let's just stay focused. We've got to collect it. I agree we need the money. I agree that we need the landfill. I agree with all of that. The method of collecting the revenue, we need to look at that very carefully. Chances are we may collect even more. Gotta look at it. Let's do your homework.
Thank you. Ms. Solis?
Yes, ma'am. It has.
It's a different account.
Yes.
Not in the general
account. No, ma'am. No.
How much is it?
$100.
I don't know.
We just started.
We opened up a new fund just for that exclusively. So we went out on that agreement with the general fund. So the money that gets set, the money that gets collected goes into that fund. I don't know what it is offhand. I can send them to everybody. No,
no.
Going into a separate fund. Okay. The idea is to purchase land. Now, the idea, the premise that I keep hearing is, well, and I agree with Mr. Square, you know, can we buy it now? Well, we have the budget that money to buy it now, but that wouldn't offset the idea that we still have to charge for the land. I mean, is that a good idea to buy land now? Yes. If we can get the money to do it now, we have the money, depending on how much it's going to cost us. We could do that, but we still have to charge the landfill. I think a lot of people are saying, well, I don't want to pay at the landfill. Well, it's kind of eroding when we buy that now or buy it later, we're still going to have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have the luxury, we don't have the methodology that the city does that they can run it through utility boards. Now, how can we charge the customer? You can't put on your tax bill. No. We don't have a mass catalog system that everyone has the utility. So it's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way than to charge on site. And unless someone can come up with a better way that we have not followed.
That's what we need to study.
That's right.
A different way.
Well, if you can find a different way, by all means. You know, because the idea that we went through, going through the other entities and how we collected, we can't find a different means.
Yeah.
We need a billing collection system that we can build a person.
And we did talk about it when we were going to start charging.
Yeah, we got.
But we have not found one.
I think the idea is people think, oh yeah, they just came up with this and it's random. That's not the idea. This is a thought process thinking about what we can do, how we can charge, and how this is going to be utilized.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree that we didn't think about buying the land right now. Good idea. I'll call it out. It's a great idea.
Where's the money?
We got money set aside on our. We haven't set aside our budget, so we can buy with the money depending on how much it's going to cost us. But it doesn't stop the process that we still have to collect the land. they do here, let's be honest, huh? I mean, it'd be nice to be entitled to have everything free. Brooks County thinks about everything, what if they do wrong?
Well, it's never too late to look at.
Will this landfill, or when you build it or make it, will it have a requirement for the state?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It has to, it has to.
This landfill is got a lot of time. It's, you want to close it, correct?
Well, it has to use a life of 60 more years.
Yeah.
But the more we put there, I guess, and a lot of your funding is to get the certificate on the landfill.
Okay.
You probably have to question whether or not you. But I imagine the more trash it gets filtered into landfill, the less useful life it has. I'll imagine that's how it works.
Yes.
So the more trash you get paid, the less useful life. And we want to have a landfill in Brooks County. My God. Now, we don't want to outsource it to the third party where they can shaft us. Let's be real. So as you land, yes, we have to go through the inspection process and that stuff. But that's not going to be land. So that would be a problem.
Had we looked at, did anyone else look at any other avenue besides this before this was?
Judge, we have met with Waste Collection, myself, August, and Gloria. Okay. We're just going in circles.
Okay.
You know, we have already.
Okay. What about some type of interlocal agreement with the city in reference to charge? You know, we can always look at that. This, you know, this is something else, but since we're on the topic of that, let's look at something else. You know, we're already charging that. Okay, fine. But let's look at other avenues that we could maybe do better than what we're doing.
We thought about, Judge, going with the city, but then we came to a halt because the city could put something in the utility board for the city people, but what about the county people? They're not going to build the county people. It's not as easy as you think. It's a little complicated. It's just how do we build everybody?
Well, everything is complicated. I just think we need to sit down and really work out a really, really good plan. And if this is already in place, maybe we can improve it some other way. We just need to sit down, maybe right before budget, and look at other avenues. You know, as commissioners, because you oversee this, maybe perhaps you can research other ways than the city, or there's got to be something else that we can do to help out. I mean, it's a good idea. I'm not saying it's not a good idea, but I just think that the people that go to the landfill are probably the same ones that go all the time. So they're getting charged every single time they go. And the people that are that go to the landfill want to keep their places clean. The people that don't go, they don't keep their places clean. So we need another system. Because that's not going
to... We just need to charge everybody a set fee.
We need another system where we can actually make some... If you want to make revenue, well, there's got to be another... Go ahead.
I wanted to add on to what August was saying. Our system, of course, it's the taxes, so it bills all the county. Our system is very... It's a very good system. We do have fees within our tax system. So I know there's options. I know that our software company can work with us. If that's something that the court decides they want to try and do and add it onto this tax statement, that's a guaranteed fee coming in for every citizen that comes to pay their taxes, because we get about 90 to 95% of our taxes coming in. So I know that's an option. We would just have to create a separate fund within the taxes. And we do have fees. We have like copy fees. We have things like that in our office. So I know that's a fee that we could charge within the tax statement. So, I mean, it just depends what you all want to do. I know they can generate something for us like that. So
it's not impossible.
Right, right. It's possible to do that. So
it's going to be monthly, though? I mean,
no.
It's
going to
be every year.
Well, no, it's just a one-time fee.
Work every year.
Wait. This is a suggestion. It's not, you know, okay, let's talk about.
We talked about.
Line item 25. That is a great suggestion. Yeah. You know, we need to look at it more without saying, well, it can be done. Let's look at everything. On line item 25, I want to get with you, see what we can do.
Okay.
On line item 25, we have to discuss the charge, the intermediate charge for right now. But that is a great idea.
See, I mean, yes, taxes is once a year, but
yeah,
we can always find options to do
right,
a monthly bill.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So it just, I mean, we're willing to help if that's something that you all decide you all want to do, so.
That's great. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yes. Okay, getting back to my line item 26, initiating an intermediate charge.
No, we're going to do a query. We're going to have to go back in $5 a month.
I think we should just have set fee $5. Everybody that goes is $5.
We'll see.
Regardless if you've got one or two bags. There's 300 people that went and nobody got charged. I mean, come on. Tony, what do you think? $5 set price.
To me, this can work out, guys. I know it can. Just give it some time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's just try it out before we shut down.
No, well, we're not shutting down anything.
No, no, but I mean, I'm just talking about the charge.
We can discuss this more later on.
Now
let's discuss the charge.
Yes.
How much?
I'm just concerned because I mean, 357 in June, no charge.
Well, at least they're going to go. You know, they're doing their duty to go. You know.
And the other day, I think they just had a charge of $10 the whole day. Right, Mr. Hernandez?
We lost $1,785 in those 300 people. If everybody would just pay $5.
Yep.
It's not a code enforcer. She's not a code enforcer.
No, she's a landfill clerk.
Landfill clerk.
Landfill.
She collects.
She collects.
No.
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 At the beginning of the sheriff met with her now she's just a landfill.
That was so let's say we have 6,000 people in Brooks County. So out of 6,000, 16 are not paying. Let's say they would all go at 357. I don't know. It's up to you all. It has to, you know, we need input from Commissioner Olivares.
Vargas,
I know you already gave yours.
I already gave my input.
And
do we want to come back and discuss this a little further? And
well, on the intermediate charge, you want to table this?
Well, that's what I suggest. Let's table it and come back and come up with a charge and how we're going to do
it.
$5
for two bags, that's ridiculous.
We just can't throw out a number.
If it's minimal trash, I mean, why charge? It's minimal.
Well, how are you going to expect to buy the land if you're not going to charge?
You have 10 years to collect the money for the
land. You're not going to collect 50, 60,000 to buy the land in 16 years?
$5.
We're also not going to do it at $5.
I think $5 is reasonable.
No, it's 357 people are going to stop going, I guarantee.
Well,
at $5.
If they're throwing the trash, then that's going to be extra.
Well, chances are they're not going to get caught, and chances are that 357 people
are. David, you have something to say?
And the city's going to keep looking worse. Exactly.
Right.
That's a lot for two bags. Some people don't have more.
Get rid of the landfill and get somebody else handle it.
Well, we need
see,
to be reasonable.
So that people can pay more.
We need to be reasonable and come up with a.
I mean, $5 is reasonable, I think, man.
Well, for you, not for everyone. I mean, we're not considering the people that you might be able to afford $5. Not
well,
everyone
I don't
can.
Well,
they're on a fixed income.
Even at that, wherever you throw your trash, not everyone can afford $5. Not everyone has a truck. Not everyone has a trailer. People have cars. Where do you
people
take
that have
it
trucks
to?
Don't take their trash.
That's what I'm saying. Not everyone.
Or their brush.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Not everyone goes out there. It would be
just
one
a
bag.
Sir.
It would be one
if
bag.
You, if you go with one bag, they want to charge you $5 with one bag.
No. That's incorrect.
What Vargas just said.
No.
Is that not what Mr. Vargas just said?
No.
A set price of $5 regardless.
Regardless.
No. That's incorrect. No.
Okay.
Bueno, ¿qué quieren hacer? No quieren, güey, pues sí, no, porque es eso.
Let's keep it down. We have people in the audience.
Wow.
property.
No, this is the people. You have to help out the people. Oh my God. That's very good for you. You make it easier for the people.
How much is going to cost picking up Hunter County in the streets, private roads?
That's in the city. This is the county.
No, out there in the county. County could become a city down here, or it is in certain places.
Yeah, we're one of the same.
If you want to donate, you got 10 years to figure this thing out.
Donation?
We got to, yes, we got at least to the budget here to figure this out.
But we have special fund dollars.
Regardless, set fee.
Do you want to table this, or do you want to set a fee?
Judge.
Motion to table.
I know that we, when we approved to charge at the landfill, and we stated, I believe Mr. Hernandez was here, if it was less than four bags, trash bags, no charge. But if it was more than that, a whole load of truck, it was going to be $5. $5, right, Mr. Hernandez? Right. Right. And now they're taking the 55-gallon barrel full of trash, and we're not charging them at all. Right, Mr. Hernandez?
It's not going to work. They just set price. That's it.
Let's table this until you all do further research on all this. Do you have a motion to table you?
Motion
by Commissioner Gil, just said Olivares, second.
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved to table this line item. Let's go back to line item 4, discuss and approve to correct the minutes of the following dates and agenda items to include the word on file November 9th, 2016, agenda item number 17, January the 10th, 2017, agenda item number 5, January 17, 2017, agenda item number 14, February 14, 2017, agenda item number 30, April 12, 2017, agenda item number 9, 19, and 20. Do a motion to approve to correct.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares and Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 5, discuss and approve tax assessor collector's monthly report.
Okay, this is the monthly disbursed totals for May 2017. Our county road and bridge ad valorem tax was $40,482.40. Our total farm to market remittance was $4,129.12. Our attorney fees was $2,764.64. We had interest of $17.80 for a total county remittance of $44,611.52. The second reports just show us percentage collection for the current year, and right now we're at 92.64%. Any questions?
Would you get the report for the motor vehicle?
Oh, shoot. No, I didn't bring that on. Sorry. I had it with me, and I left it at the office. But the total, I believe, was about 40,000 as well. But I can bring that back.
Okay. Any questions?
40,000 what?
About 40,000. A little over 40,000.
Okay.
Questions?
No.
Anyone else? No?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. I'm sorry.
On the motor vehicle, I can email you all a copy of that one.
Can you
know
that?
Each of you all, yes.
Okay. Today?
Yes, today, when I get back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
On line item 6 and 7, because we didn't go out for bids on that, I'd like to table those two line items
Okay, line item six, discuss, consider, and approve PNC Network Technologies labor and install estimate for 8 new cameras in the amount of $2,200. Do I have a motion to table?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item seven, discuss, consider, and approve PNC Network Technologies labor and install estimate for 12 new cameras in the amount of $3,200. Do I have a motion to table this?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item nine, discuss and approve line item transfer of $457 from 01205-0497-5000, office supplies $100 from 01205-0497-9010, membership dues, and $70 from 01205-0497-9080, registration fees to 01205-0497-5550, out of county travel in the amount of $627. This is for Horacio Villarreal. There's a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Aye.
Line item 10, discuss and approve line item transfer of $150 from 01205-0455-5500 telephone to 01205-0455-8204 workman's comp, and this is for JP1. Ms. Quintanilla, motion?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 11, discuss and approve line item transfer of $10 to 01205-0456-5000, office supplies to 01205-0456-9010 for JP2 for membership dues. Do I have a motion?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 12, discuss and approve line item transfer of $5,000 from 01205-0409-9021 general public officials to 01205-0510-5120 janitorial supplies in the amount of $2,400 to 01205-0510-5201 buildings, repairs, annex, and other in the amount of $1,000 to 01205-0510-5204 building, repairs, courthouse in the amount of $1,000 and to 01205-0510-5805 non-maintenance machinery shrubbery in the amount of $600. Do I have a motion?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 13, discuss and approve line item transfer of $600 from 01205-0409-9022 auto liability physical damage and $5,619 from 01205-0409-9021 general public officials to 01205-0409-9020 property insurance in the amount of $600 and to 01204-0990-71 miscellaneous supplies accounts payable in the amount of $5,619. Do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
A motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 14, discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,000 from 01205-0640-5451 autopsy to 01205-0640-5471 rabies control. Motion?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Is that all of them? Okay. Line item 27, motion to adjourn.
Right here.
Okay. By Martinez, second by?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you all for
attending.
Thank you so much. And coming by.